Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I'm at Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. We got Teicher's Tower of Trivia coming up at the bottom of the hour. That is the segment that has taken America by storm. It has turned our own DJ Alex the Vegan into a national celebrity. You think I'm playing? You should see him walk into an anime convention.
See, it's not even fun anymore.
Yo, it's too much, right? When you go to an anime convention, I bet you they all over you.
It's funny. They always come up and they're like, is Chris Broussard really that holy? And is Rob Parker throwing that much change? Every time.
Unbelievable.
That is our man.
I thought
Alex
they would
the
ask
Vegan.
You, how is Rob Parker really that smart? Because he sounds smart on the radio.
I don't think I've gotten that yet, Chris.
That's one thing I've never been asked. And of all the things they've asked me about Rob, never is he that smart. That's just not one of them. I don't know why, but you know. All right. Rob, 7-0 Cowboys, 42 seconds left in the first quarter. Great pass and catch from Dak to Michael Gallup. Real nice possession by the Cowboys. Amari Cooper with a nice long reception.
That's what they need. They need a good game. Yep. They need a good game.
And Taysom Hill, Rob, I don't know, Rob G, is he questionable? He hit his hand on a helmet, so he's back. He's playing, but his hand now is banged up. And on top of all the other questions about Taysom Hill, who I like. Like I said, I'm intrigued by him. I like him.
The only thing that you question is keep paying the guy.
Yeah, I don't
right?
get
it's
it.
Not
I'm
that
sorry.
He can't right, help the team.
Yeah, exactly. He's a good utility guy. But he also has trouble staying healthy, Rob. And it's probably just his rough and tumble way of playing. But, you know, plantar fascia, now hopefully his hand is okay. But you got that. He had a concussion earlier in the season. So a lot going on with Taysom Hill, but we'll see what happens over the next three quarters of this game. So far, so good for the Cowboys. LeBron James back. Turns out he didn't have COVID. False negative or false positive, I should say,
right,
for his COVID test. But you think, Rob, that the ESPN or the NBA, whichever made the final decision, made a mistake in switching the Lakers-Clippers game tomorrow night when they thought LeBron would be out to Golden State Phoenix, where Devin Booker, the best player for the Suns, is out?
Right.
You think it was a mistake?
Yeah, only from the standpoint that we just had that game. They just played that game Tuesday night. It's not like, Chris, if they were playing Tuesday night's game on Friday, the first time those two Titans were meeting, then I get it, 100%. But they just played that game. And then the idea of not having Booker now, and I get it. I just think, you know, the Lakers are still a draw.
No doubt, they are.
Like, you could say whatever you want. And then the other part, Chris, there's the other faction that maybe they dislike LeBron and dislike the Lakers and love to see a train wreck, that they're struggling and they're having problems. You know, like, so it was just weird that if this was Memphis and Cleveland.
They wouldn't have got on TV anyway.
Just maybe a team that was maybe you thought was going to be good, Chris, that wound up not being good, something like that. Then, of course, flex out of it. You're flexing out of the Lakers? You're flexing out of the number two TV market? Wow.
Yeah, look, I'm with you, right? Whichever way they went, I would have been fine because
we would have been watching anyway.
I would have watched, right. I love watching the Lakers. More so with LeBron, but without him, they're still intriguing, right? Westbrook, Anthony Davis, Carmelo.
Can they get it together? Can they still win? What's going on here? Right.
And the Clippers,
take a look at it.
They're next door neighbor, right down the hall. So you're right. They're playing, they're playing okay for what without Kawhi, Paul George having a great year. Right. But I'm not mad at watching Golden State Phoenix. I wish Devin Booker was playing, but Devin Booker only played a quarter and a half on Tuesday, and they still beat Golden State. So I'm still intrigued by that. So we'll see how that turns out. Ratings were great on Tuesday, but their biggest ratings
since
regular
2019
season
for a regular season game, 2019, which makes sense that you should have. If you don't get eyeballs on that game, Chris, with a team going for 17 straight and Steph and how well that the Warriors are playing, like what game would you get? I mean, seriously, a team won 16 straight. You're not interested in watching that?
That probably had a lot to do with their decision.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was a bonanza. Let's go there again, Rob, John Gruden, we all know what happened to him a few months ago. I don't know, a month and a half ago, whatever it's been now, where he was forced to resign. They found emails that were racist and misogynistic and so on and so forth. And Brent Musburger, who I would guess is the same with you. You know, when I was a kid, Rob, I loved Brent Musburger.
No, he was.
Right?
When he did the NFL Today on CBS, and it was him, Irv Cross.
Phyllis, what was her name?
Phyllis George.
Phyllis George, right.
And Jimmy the Greek Schneider, who was the handicapper back then when gambling wasn't a big deal, Chris. You know what I mean? Like Jimmy the Greek.
Right.
And Irv Cross was the first player. Right, who made that jump from...
was he the first?
I think he was, to network television. Like, the Irv Cross was with CBS.
In studio, because obviously you had guys he was, like O.J. Simpson was calling games.
Right, no, I'm talking
football.
About, a studio host.
Right.
He might have been Irv Cross.
Right.
A buddy of ours, Cliff Brown, wrote a book about Irv Cross.
Really?
Okay. But, Brent Musburger was a guy, a television god. He was CBS's Howard Cosell.
He was. And he did NBA as well. Yep. I mean, as football, basketball, he was the man. You're right, Rob. A lot of people who are younger, I mean, he's still around. He's still doing his thing here and there. But they don't understand how big he was.
Right.
I mean, he wasn't obviously Howard Cosell.
No. Nobody's
what
Howard Cosell.
Well, probably a Bob Costas.
Right. But I meant CBS's top guy that. Yeah.
Right. But anyway, he spoke about John Gruden and losing his job, and here he is.
As I told Coach, whoever took you out, John, that was a paid assassin, okay? That was one of the best hit jobs that I've ever been around, okay? They didn't go to their media goombas. They didn't leak this to Adam Schefter, one of those guys who breaks stories. They first went to the Wall Street Journal. And when Gruden was still coaching after that, then they dumped the rest of it on the New York Times. That was a professional hit job.
All right, Rob, have at it.
Stop it! Brent Musburger, shame on you. And already, you already know, Chris, when he called John Gruden coach, okay? Brent Musburger doesn't play for the Raiders. I know he's an 80-year-old man, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But don't try to always, this is the thing that drives me crazy. Can you address what John Gruden said in those emails? There's no hit job if you weren't talking down to women and gay people and black people. There would be no hit job. Stop it. Blaming the people. If John Gruden had better sense and treated all people with respect, and wasn't dumb enough. How about Brent Musburger calling John Gruden dumb to use your work email to send out disparaging stuff or to call the commissioner the P word and other bad words, Chris? What about John Gruden's culpability in this? This whole idea was a hit job. They can't hit you if you don't have dirt behind you. It doesn't matter what they want. It's called journalism. What happens is they went through emails, and guess what? They found stuff. And he mentioned Adam Schefter. They found stuff on Adam Schefter as well, Chris. And guess what happened?
They did.
It got leaked.
Right, right.
A hit job. As if, oh, yeah, they just wanted you out regardless. No. Barry Bonds is going through the very same thing, Chris, as he tries to get to the Hall of Fame. Guess what? He never had a test positive. Baseball never suspended him. And when the government went to Balco, they weren't looking for Barry Bonds.
Right.
His name was in the file. So he could say all he wants. Well, this ain't fair. But they weren't going. The government wanted me. No, they didn't. Just like the NFL was going through the Washington football team emails, Chris, not John Gruden's emails at ESPN. He got caught up. If you're clean and you're not doing that, there's no hit job. Well, I told Coach that this was a professional hit job. They didn't send their goombas or whatever he said out to get you. Come on, Brent. Make him responsible. John Gruden is out of work because John Gruden was a bad guy behind the scenes. He glad-handed everybody and treated everybody great. And then when he got on his laptop or his desktop, he wrote vile and bad things about people. Where's your comments about that stuff instead of talking about some damn hit job? Brett Musburger, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Wow. Wow.
Well, not much to add, although I'll say this, Rob. This sounds like if I'm speeding, if I'm on the highway and the speed limit is 65, and I'm going 85, and I get pulled over, and I'm mad that the cops pulled me over because I wasn't the only one speeding.
Right.
There's a lot of, everybody, I was going with the traffic. Everybody else was going 85. A couple people passed me up. That might be true, but I still was speeding.
I was
breaking the law myself. And that's the thing, Rob. It's what you tell your kids. All right? It don't matter if everybody's doing it. You have to do the right thing. And you're right. Brent, he didn't hit any of that. He didn't hit any of that. And you can't absolve, even if they went after Gruden, they didn't make up the email.
Thank you. There you go, Chris.
Right?
You just said it. This wasn't a plan. This wasn't like made up stuff to try to get him fired.
Right, right.
These are his personal emails from his work account. What?
Yeah.
They put a mic in his basement and he's in his home, Chris, with three of his closest friends talking and they leaked that tape out.
Right.
That's not what this was.
Which has happened.
Yes.
I mean, we saw, you know, as much as we might agree with what the
Donald
end
Sterling.
Result was with Donald Sterling, I mean, he's got an argument. You know, that's just the privacy of your own home.
He's talking to a side piece on the phone.
That's really what it was, right? And so this is nothing like that, and I'm with you there. Brent Musburger, he missed it on this one, Rob. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're going to let you weigh in on this. What is your feeling on Brent Musburger's comments about John Gruden? Do you think John Gruden was the victim of foul play? Are you going to defend him? Are you with Brent or you agree with Rob and I? All right, your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Burr Lives.
Yes, Burr Lives. All right, feel your best with M-Drive, folks. You want to lose weight? Try M-Drive Lean. It's protein powder backed by real science to help you lose weight. Go to mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you. mdriveformen.com is the website. All right. 877-99 on Fox. Brent Musburger weighed in on the John Gruden situation, and Rob didn't like it one bit.
I'm sorry.
And here, we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Eli in Fresno. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Eli?
Hello, how are you guys doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So I think the take on the whole situation by him was completely off base and wrong. Like, you can't really approach that situation from that point of view. I mean, Gruden made his bed. He got right. what he deserved. But definitely as, like from a coaching standpoint, if I was a head coach in the NFL, I'd want to know where that came from. If it was the Raiders, because I think it was the Raiders. I think the Raiders wanted to get out of that contract. Then I think they might have a little trouble getting a big-name head coach from this point forward if that's how they're going to play ball. I mean, he definitely 100% deserved it, but it's tough.
I hear you, but my only point is that Brent didn't, you know, address any of that. If you're going to go out and talk about right. this was a hit job and all that, I just can't buy into, like, he's totally oblivious to the crime. Chris talked about it. We're all driving on the freeway just because they pull, right? Were you speeding? If they pulled you over and you weren't speeding, that's one thing.
Right.
If John Gruden didn't write those emails, Chris, and they faked them, I'd be
right.
hot as
now you got
mad
a serious
as hell.
Argument. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
I mean, look, man, let's keep it real. Gruden didn't deserve no freaking 10-year, $100 million.
Thank you, anyway.
Be happy with those 4 years, I guess, $40 million that you got. All right? Come on, man.
No doubt. Hey, John in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
Hey, how y'all guys doing?
Doing
good, man. How are you?
I could be better. I believe that, well, first off, let me say this. John Gruden, yes, he deserved to get fired. He, as a black man, I am not coming to his defense. What he did was reprehensible, and he does not deserve to be in the NFL for those comments, since that's how he feels. On the other hand, I do believe that this was Daniel Snyder flexing his muscles.
With the Raiders? How?
Putting everybody on notice. I can sit up here that he has dirt on the end. He has dirt on the other owners in the NFL. He has called the Washington football team is called such a stir with the name, with all this other stuff, with the investigation of and John Gruden was a sacrificial lamb.
Nah, see, that's not how these things are done. Nobody's going out. When people do investigations and read into emails, it's the same way investigative journalism. People, there's a lot of stuff in court documents, Chris, that you, if a reporter takes the time and reads through them, right?
Right. You're gonna
you
find
can
a
find
lot
out
stuff.
A lot of information. Most of the time, there's just no manpower to do it. It's a tedious,
right.
bad job. You have to sit there, request these lawsuits, and read through them. Who was the woman, Chris, who was used to do the cooking stuff on the Today Show? She was a Southern woman with the big blonde hair.
Martha Stewart?
No. The other woman, something with a D. She had pots and pans. She was a big time. Her name escapes me. I'll find it. My point is, she lost her cooking empire and her show and all that. Because somebody went through court documents where some employee was suing and said she used the N-word. Dean. What's her name? Rob G. What you call Dean? Something Dean. But anyway,
Paula
it was because...
Dean.
Paula Dean. Thank you. Paula right. Dean. Do you remember that, Chris? Remember how big
well,
she was?
Not really, but...
Okay, she was a big cooking and had a thing. But my point was, somebody read through a lawsuit and found out where she had used the N-word to another employee. And guess what? It was actually a white employee who was suing her for something and said that she would make comments that made her feel uncomfortable, and she used the N-word. And that actually brought down her whole empire. It was in a document of a lawsuit that somebody read.
Right.
That's my point.
Right.
All right. Right. We got another call here. Let's get to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, in terms of John Gruden, it's a tough hit, you know, but as they say in law enforcement, sometimes you play with lice, you get lousy. And when the NFL started looking in the Washington Redskins, John Gruden, obviously, he should have seen the writing on the wall then and known that he could have got caught up in this mess. And then, as the previous caller said, what are you going to say as a white coach to your African-American players in lieu of these comments? How can you be a leader of men? You know, so beyond, you know, and we all know when it comes to big-time sports, the bottom line is winning. And so the Raiders did not get rid of John Gruden to take some moral stance. The Raiders got rid of John Gruden because they knew full well he could no longer be an effective leader of men. And so when these things happen and things that go on behind the scenes, I mean, you're a $100 million man. It had to have been the realm of possibility for him that he could have come up in this. So, again, build your defense, you know, state your argument. But this whole why me and, you know, I can't believe it. John, you lay with lights, you get lousy. It's all in the game, as they say in The Wire. And, you know, that's just kind of the way it goes. Don't give me this poor me stuff. You know, defend yourself. Win those players' confidence back. Apologize, and you'll have a job in the NFL. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Yep. Well, I think he's done in the NFL.
No, he's done because I don't know what players. But his point is own it and stop acting like,
right,
you know, you wrote these. Like, right. Like, can you apologize and say, like, you know, like, it's wrong?
And he
like,
did apologize, you know, before he, you remember when it first happened.
Right.
But your actions are showing that, are you sorry? I mean, and I get it. Maybe, even if Brent Musburger was right about the hit job, is you still did it. You still were wrong.
But you're right. But it's like, oh, they had it out for you. They just picked you out. Like nobody, like they just picked you out because they didn't like you. I don't know, Chris. You could go over to how many emails was it? 60,000 or how many? I forgot. Yeah, what, 600,000 emails?
650,000 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something crazy. And you might go through all those emails and not see those kind of stuff from other people because they were smart enough not to do it on their work email. Do you know?
Right.
Like, people always say, oh, there's all kind of stuff. It's your work email. Chris, you know the difference between your work email and your personal email, don't you?
Yeah, I don't even really use my work
email. No, but I'm just, but you do know there's a difference.
Yeah.
Everybody knows there's a difference.
Yeah. But I do think people just send stuff, you know, I think a lot of people use, like I use my personal email for everything. And so if I was sending out crazy stuff, you know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you, I'm exact. I have a USC email, Chris. I only use it for students. I don't email people from my USC email. I have a personal email that I use.
When you email people at Fox, you use what email?
I use my
personal email.
I have never used the Fox email.
Right. So you use your personal email.
Exactly.
For work stuff. Right.
Right.
And that's what Gruden
No, was doing. But I'm saying is I wouldn't write anything. You know what I mean? Like
I get that. I'm just saying, I use my, like I said, I use my personal email too for all types of
stuff. Right, but like I don't
said, we're
right,
not writing
but I'm just saying
stuff.
Like there's nothing nothing that I'm going to put on that email. I only need one email.
You don't need to put that kind of stuff on any email.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly.
All right. We got Tyson's Tower Trivia coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup. Sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyster's Tower of Trivia. The reason why The Odd Couple got so many downloads because this segment started and we just haven't looked back.
So remember, I said 0.00003.
I just
Rob
said,
G, you know that, hey, we got an extra half a million, right?
Something like that. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Our numbers were not this high before this segment started. Let me just tell you that. All right, you know how this segment works. Our resident DJ, the star of this segment, the king of Weave Nation and Shallow Oceans.
And
check
the
out
mayor
his
of Reeb.
Oh, God. Alex Teichert showing you that.
Tree model as well.
You don't even got
to
like sports to work in sports media. Today's topic, LeBron James, because he's off the COVID list. He's back in action tomorrow night. So all of these questions are all LeBron related. I flipped the coin during the update. Chris, you get question number one. Okay, here we go.
Bring it
on. One word clues. It's got to be a real word.
No
repeats.
Rhyming.
No rhyming.
You heard that, Chris?
Anything else? Oh, I'm not the one that's responsible for all these rules being in place. It's you.
All right, number one, Chris Broussard.
No copying. Yeah, okay.
LeBron has appeared in several movies over the years, including most recently a remake of the movie Blank Jam.
All right. Astronaut.
Hello, CB. I'm very excited for your playlist this year for Christmas. Astronaut. Let's see here.
Yo, it was live, though. Keep it real.
It was live for about 6 months. astronaut. Let's see. What was the two words again?
I think he knows.
Blank Jam.
Oh, you think I know it, CB, do you?
He's mad at me.
Wow, Blank Jam. I'm going to say Strawberry Jam then.
That is incorrect.
Dang. I tried.
Sabotage.
How about...
I need a better clue. Rob, you got one?
Rob, you can say blue. And
how about moon?
Moon? Oh, that sounds like space, right?
Yeah.
Let's go, Rob. That's
okay,
a clue.
Okay, that was fair.
That's a clue.
That was fair. That's like, you know, in a baseball game, you hit me with a pitch. Okay, we good. Now let's get on with the game.
And now they're even.
Okay. I deserve that. I deserve that.
You
we good.
You deserve that for
0.0003.
He teed him up
play.
Early in the
that
game, and then
count,
we move
right.
on.
Okay. So that didn't count. Let's start the game.
What do you mean that counted?
All right, over to Rob Parker. Rob, LeBron won his fourth ring against the same franchise that he won his first and second rings with. That franchise is the Miami Blank.
Miami. Welcome to Miami.
Love Will Smith.
Right?
Yeah. He used to get jiggy with it.
That's right.
Best part, he never cussed either.
That's right.
Good guy.
Okay, how about...
What you got?
It's taking you this long?
Just sucks what happened with his wife, man.
Getting jiggy with it. Just I thought he has a mistress, no?
Nah, it's just embarrassing.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, that's true. We're ready, Rob. What you got?
He got
Miami
a new book out, too.
Sun.
Sun? There's a team, the Suns, though, no? Miami. Oh, I think I know what you're going for, Rob. It's, I'm pretty sure I know. It's Heat, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
That took a long time to get to that.
How
Rob, that was
hot?
Weird. Hot?
How about hot,
Heat,
Rob?
That's good.
You know what? I was overthinking it because you guys have messed with my head so much.
Well, Rob, I didn't know Rob G was such a Will Smith fan.
Right?
I didn't either.
We had to fill the airspace. All right, here we go.
Your favorite rapper or something?
He's pretty good.
Hey, Big
He's
Willie,
a great actor.
Big Willie style was a hit.
That was a good
he
one.
Was a good rapper.
Number
I mean, he unfortunately came, you know, the gangster era.
Yeah, just totally ruined him.
Just the
yeah,
two
yeah,
of us.
Clean. Totally ruined him. Number three.
He was a good rapper.
In 2003, LeBron was named Rookie of the Year, over his now teammate, Carmelo Blank.
Mello.
All right, here we go.
Buddy Mello. What you got for me, C?
I got one in my mind, but I don't know if you'll get it. I don't know if you'll get it.
I don't know,
it.
C. Your first clue wasn't that good, so let's go.
You knew the answer.
I don't know.
I'm doomed today. I got no chance.
I think there's about, CB, hold on. Let me look at the statistics. 0.00003 shot that you got at winning this right now.
That's like 300,000 people. I mean, come on, man.
What do you got?
All right, here we go. Davis.
Davis? What was the blank clue again, Rob G?
Carmelo Blank.
Davis.
Anthony, right?
That is correct.
Let's go.
How'd you get that?
I thought he was going to go
Anthony Davis, no?
I was going to say Mark.
It's Anthony Davis, though, no?
Mark?
Right.
But Mark Anthony?
Mark Davis?
How about if I said Mark?
No, that would be
Anthony.
I would have thought of Davis. Mark Davis, no?
How about Bourdain? All right,
here we go. Like Anthony Rob, Bourdain.
What was Rob's clue a few weeks ago?
I don't want to bring
from
up
like 1911 or something. Morning. Like that.
No more Rob Parker clues. All right, number four, Rob. If you get this one, it's over.
I'm stuck in the 50s.
Rob, you get this one, it's over. Okay. During his first NBA finals, up against the clock. You guys are jibber-jabbering.
Yes, let's go.
LeBron's Cavs lost 4-0 to the Spurs, led by one Tim Blank.
Tim? Timmy.
All right.
Timmy.
I'm ready, man. Good luck, though.
All right.
You have more of a .0003
Hines.
Chance. Hines? What's the blank clue again, Rob G?
Tim Blank.
Hines Ward? Ward?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Here we go.
Sorry, Rob.
Donuts.
Donuts?
Time Tim to make the donuts.
Give me the question.
One word, Chris. Tim Blank.
No. Take points away from him. No, that doesn't count. What?
Yeah. I think I know it.
I know. No, don't say it.
Enforcing the rules. We got to respect that.
Are we?
What did I say? I said Tim Donuts. What's wrong with that?
Rob,
no. Tim Blank.
You can't do that.
Donuts.
Nope. Rob's a stickler for the rules these days.
I think I know what it is.
Okay, go ahead, Rob. You got one more clue.
Let's see. Go ahead. No, what? I don't get. You don't even get to answer mine?
I don't. I have
y'all never enforced the rules with Rob like that. So
yes, I have. I've lost before.
You let him play in it after the next week.
It's because Rob was so serious about the rules. I got to respect the game, you know? Normally, we let it slide because you think it's funny, but Rob's like, I want to play legit this time.
He's going to get it on the strength of my clue.
I think I will now. What you got, Rob?
All right. Coffee?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's
Two terrible clues.
It's,
you know what? No winner this week.
Go ahead.
Alex does not deserve to win with
Duncan?
These clues.
Yeah.
It is Duncan. We have a winner.
He does not deserve to win.
What? They sell coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. Chris, where's my music? Where's my music?
Keep it locked.
Cut off Chris's mic.
Bye. Keep it locked. We don't have time for this.
Vibe with me, Rob.
We're up
I'm vibing.
We're up against it.
Did I do that?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, let's wrap it up with some NBA talk. Zion Williamson, who has yet to play a game this season. He was getting close. He was practicing 4-on-4, not 5-on-5, 4-on-4. Remember, he had the foot injury, the off-season foot surgery, which was a surprise to everybody. We found out in training camp, or right before training camp. And tomorrow he was going to be able to go 5-on-5. But today he was experiencing soreness in the foot after the 4-on-4 practices. And so now he might be back next week, but for now, he's out again. You know, and it, not too long, we don't think, but we think he'll be back. My point is this, and Rob, you might remember this, there's been a lot of talk over the last year or so that Zion Williamson might be the first star or first player to turn down his team's rookie extension offer. You know how usually, like LeBron, right. LeBron took a shorter offer. But, you know, most of the time, the stars, they sign that first big deal after their rookie contract, right?
You'd
with the current team.
To.
Yes. And I'm saying this. If I'm Zion, he can sign now, I believe. Sign it now. Sign it now. And Rob, I'm going to keep it real on the other side. I'm just looking at this objectively from both sides. If I was Zion, I'm ready to sign. Because who knows when this dude's going to play again? Real talk. And who knows how long he's going to stay healthy once he does get on the court? Just based on the track record.
It's been bumpy the whole way through. We saw in college. You remember the whole thing. I mean, this is mind-boggling to be that young, Chris, seriously, but some people can't stay healthy. And so far, it's been the case with him. So I understand what you're saying. That's why
Would you do it? Do you agree? If you're in his shoes,
I mean, you shouldn't. He's way young. Where are you going anyway yet? You still got plenty other contracts to sign, Chris.
Right.
Now,
here I am on the other side, though, Rob. Now, New Orleans, here's the deal with his contract. They've got him. He's playing for them next year, no matter what. Then after that, they can make him the qualifying offer, which is like $17 million a year. If he rejects that, he can become a free agent in the summer of 2023. So they have him guaranteed like another season and a half. But after that, you don't know. But Rob, if I'm in their shoes right now, are you definitely throwing that extension offer at him? Some people might say you have to because if he gets healthy.
Yes, you are. Right. Chris, you can't. They have no choice. I mean, they have to let this play out to see if he can shake the injury bug and bounce back.
So you sign him up for another 5 years for sure. I mean, extension.
You have to take a look at it.
I'm just hoping he don't walk in the door talking about, hey, I'm ready to sign.
No, I know what you're saying. You would like to see him get out there and play.
You can't.
But I don't think New Orleans is in position to play hardball or act like, you know, they can say, oh, no, we want to wait and see. This ain't no Baker Mayfield situation.
They don't have leverage. They're horrible. They are horrible.
No leverage.
And, I mean, their little Anthony Davis deal, my gosh, Lonzo's gone. Yeah, they got Brandon Ingram. He's putting up, you know, numbers, but they're freaking 6-16, something like that. I mean, so, yeah, I don't know. If I'm another team too, Rob, I'm not eager to throw that max money at Zion.
No,
everybody's talking about the Knicks.
I think you want to see more.
I wait.
But I think the Pelicans have no choice, though. Even if they were questionable, Chris, or, you know, didn't feel that comfortable, can you imagine if they didn't, he leaves and becomes this big star?
I hear you. It's a tough position to be in. If I'm David Griffin, the GM down there, I'm hiding from Zion. I'm like, I'm not letting the conversation get anywhere close to his contract. Because I don't want to bring it up, and I don't want him to bring it up. I'm cool with you. Relax. Oh yeah, okay. We understand that you're in control. You know, we're here, but you're in control. Because man, it's a tough situation to be in. You're not wrong. I mean, their hands might be tied. It would take a lot of guts.
Yeah, their hands are tied.
It would take healthy.
Right. It would take big guts, Chris, to play that game and get burnt.
Do you know what, Rob? How about, you know, we've heard the doctors and trainers say he doesn't need to lose weight. How about we try that? That's the one thing we haven't tried. How about that? Because all this stay big and hefty and husky, it's not working. How about we try to drop some weight? Let's just go that route. All right, keep it locked, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. They got heat!